No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Hello, Bird Nuggets. So welcome to the show. I am your host, Mr. Amazing Scott Ball, and this is Blamsid Gotham Radio. And we are, of course, joined by the always amazing Jen.
Hello.
I'm not worthy!
And you are so beautiful, my Jen.
You're trying to beg it.
Now, today, guys, we are going to find out exactly how Jen is so amazing, sexy, beautiful, and she's going to tell us without saying, because you make me, or anything like that. So come on, love.
Well, that's not fair, because, like, without you
fair,
thinking
bitch,
that I am, without you thinking that I am, then...
Yeah, but love, I've told you before, stupid people think, smart people know. I know it, therefore it must already exist.
Okay, so like,
besides, you've got all your husbands and a lot, and everyone at work, and all the old guys wanting to touch your boob.
I had to tell somebody not to pinch my boob the other night. That was fun.
Was it me?
No.
So come on then, who was it?
One of the old dears.
One of the old women, well. There you go, love. You're getting the muff divers on your side.
Jesus. It hurt.
All right. You should have said, hey, don't pinch what you can't straddle.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Anyway, so, like, yeah.
Jen, I'm talking to, or is it Alan Bennett? I mean, if this is a standard of this show, guys, I'm going to have to hand the reins over to Jen. I mean, that was shit worthy of Shakespeare right there. Come on, love.
What?
Well, impart some more words.
Okay, to finish the statement. Okay, let's see here.
Went outside okay. Today. The graphics were amazing, but the gameplay sucked. There's a haiku for you guys.
I am so sexy, I turned myself on.
There you go. See, ladies and gentlemen, she's finally getting it. And my vanity's rubbing off on her. Which means, because, you know... Well, I'm not that vain, you know. In fact, I'm one of the most humble people around, and I'll be the first to tell you that. It's hard to humble when you're as amazing as me.
Oh, my...
Are you denying that I couldn't eat humble pie, or I'm not amazing?
Well, you eat pie, all right.
Hey, everyone knows Scott likes the pie. Besides, you like strudel.
You what?
You've eaten my strudel. I love you, my Jen.
Love you, my Scott.
Great news, love. We've only got 55 minutes and 28 seconds to fill.
Hot.
We can have sex 55 times, isn't that? Fine. If we do foreplay 54 times. Jen's idea of foreplay is half an hour of begging.
I get this really cool egg cooker.
Yeah, it's called sticking it in a fucking pan of boiling water.
No. This thing takes all the guesswork and question out of it. All you gotta do is put some water in the little.
You don't have to guess anything.
Thing.
You stick it in the pan for a few minutes.
No. It will, depending on what level of water you put in, it will do poached, it'll do scrambled, it'll do hard-boiled, soft-boiled.
Love. We're not talking about the eggs there. We're talking about the sucker that would buy that rather than put it in some hot water.
No, because I don't have the ability to do that right now because I don't have a freaking stove.
You not got a hot water tap?
My hot water isn't boiling or I got a problem.
No, what you do is you get the hot water, you put it in a pan, and you heat the underside of a cigarette lighter.
Wow.
Actually, now balance it on top and get two of them. This is cooking with meth, Scott.
Yeah, the one who sets a metal sink
breaking
on fire.
Breaking pad and breaking yolk.
Yeah, the one who sets metal sinks on fire.
Yeah, I'm just that fucking good, love. Besides, you neglected to mention it was wet as well.
Yeah.
I'm good. Besides, this coming from someone who doesn't need to be Humpty Dumpty to have a great fall. She just laughs at a 4-year-old girl tripping over. And then she does.
Oh my god, are you on that then?
Love, you're in your mid-40s. If you can't walk, I am seriously worried about your capabilities.
Hey, I am perfectly awesome at tripping over air.
Exactly.
And non-existent items.
Love, you pick a fight with a tree and lose.
So.
You know, you got this wooden stump with absolutely no personality, and you're his mum. Oh, come on. That was just so easy. As are you. And I love you, my Jen.
I love you, my Scott.
But yeah, you missed the whole cute yawn thing there because it wasn't cute on our exit.
Well, it was super sexy in our exit.
I'm classifying that.
No.
Yes.
Not the same thing.
Yes, I bagged it.
I beat Stuart and I bagged it.
No, you didn't, and I bagged it, and I overrule any bags and you claim or lay claim to, and I bagged it.
No, because I'm the goddess of bagging.
Yeah, but I'm the god of bags in.
And your point is what?
just above your head or just in your vagina. Either works. In my defense, ladies and gentlemen, it was a cold day. Followed by the words, fuck sake, just use your tongue. I was like, no thank you, I'm not in the mood for fish.
Fish?
It's a joke, love, don't worry about it. Keep going about it.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jen there is actually stretching. She's reaching up to tie her shoelaces.
Funny.
I mean, she got to be careful.
I'm actually laying in my bed. I'm laying in my beautiful, beautiful, sexy bed.
Oh, the bed's sexy. That's great. You can just hump the bed. Butt naked, I assume?
Oh, yeah. No.
Damn it. Don't get my hopes up, woman. That's a decaf coffee offence right there.
I bet you'd make me naked though, wouldn't you?
Oh, but you'd what?
I bet you'd make me naked though, wouldn't you?
I'm that damn good, yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get a song on now. So, what the hell? Let's go with. It's that time when you want to get you just go through the songs. You're like, which one are you moderately satisfied?
Make it a good one.
What do you mean, make it a good one? Define good one.
Make a good one.
Right, okay, moving on. Sod it, guys. Here you go. It's Nina with 99 Red Balloons.
You and I in a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Back at base, back from the software. Flash the message. Something's out there. Floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Reminds me of Jen's full of hot air. 99 red balloons there. We've got Mercedes rolling in chat as well. Welcome. Hope you're doing well today. So, love, I don't know whether you've heard controversy or not, but they're thinking of taxing birthday parties. Apparently, there's a consideration for inflation on balloons. Have a call here. Yo, how's it going? 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Oh, wow. I have the unexpected privilege of randomly being on the show. Hi.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
All right, I guess. It's
Hello.
All relative, eh?
Very, very much.
So,
so
I don't know if you know what
the
show is about.
Don't worry. neither do we. After 380 shows, we haven't got a clue.
Sounds good, man.
It's whatever it was. It's whatever's on your mind, you know, you've got a view or if not that, or whatever you want to talk about. It's a forum here, right, you know, right here, so you say who you are.
Oh, so much.
Oh, go
you know, it seems like this is... you know, what replaces our next door neighbor or speaking to someone in your community or something like that. It's weird, man. Like, social media has just, and you know, talk shows, whatever it might be, have just kind of like, you pick your interest and you're able to kind of connect with people that have got similar interests. But it's also kind of sad because, you know, there's something missing in life. But that's the usual rant, you know. There's like about four or five key things that I usually go on about. So, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody – sorry, go ahead.
So I was going to say, that actually resonates a lot more than you think for my co-host and me here, because we actually met each other on a forum board that I created when we were at college.
Oh.
And that was at the start of 2002. And, you know, she's planning on visiting me again in July and trying to emigrate over here.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, man, that's cool. I mean, look, it is nice. I mean, there is more opportunity to meet up with people these days. And, you know, some people are saying, like, the world's actually getting a lot better. It's gradually changing. But I think for a lot of people, you know, I mean, we're living in a very painful, like, sort of, you know, there's repercussions because of, you know, just like an echo. It just keeps having more repercussions from so many different things. I think, you know, it was Terence McKenna who said, you know, a lot of people are freaked out about Armageddon or some kind of catastrophe, that major earthwide catastrophe that's going to happen. But if people could just realize that it's already happened, then they'd be able to perhaps deal with it a little bit better. Because history shows there were cataclysms.
So I was going to say, you know, somewhat in a nihilistic manner, you know, we are basically the universe's most evolved plague. You know, we're destroying the resources of this world, and then, like, the world can recover it. We effectively are heading towards an Armageddon that we are creating, that, you know, it's only going to get worse, you know, as resources become rarer, they're going to become more valuable, you know, no matter, or whatever your opinions say, for example, are on, say, like, the conflicts in the Middle East over the past 15 years. You know, you can't, obviously, no one could deny that the oil was a bit of a factor there. And the reason that no one wants to piss off Russia is because there's a lot of oil there. We are basically fighting each other for resources. It's basically like playing StarCraft, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing. And I mean, that's part of the big picture. And, you know, some people don't ever get to think about that or can't understand, you know, what's going on. And it's all different levels of consciousness. And this is like, you know, what I like to do, or what I spend a lot of time doing. I don't know if I enjoy it really. It's like, it's more fun than just having to do a 9-to-5, I suppose. And maybe I'm giving up a bit too much information, but but basically, I mean, if we look at a macro perspective. Sorry, say again.
I said I won't tell you, boss.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so from a macro perspective, I mean, it's really interesting to look at history. I mean, I've got some theories about how, you know, what the reasons are behind, you know, population groups that are just unable to deal with the conflicts and things. Because, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm all right, but I've only got small pieces of the puzzle. But if you look at, like, you know, this concept of a cataclysm that happened in the past, like, you know, we see the Ice Age and we see the stories in the legends about floods and things that have happened on planet Earth. So if there was some great war or great cataclysm that had occurred way back when, whatever it was, then, you know, we would be dealing with a fallout scenario. And in any fallout scenario, like, if you look at any war-torn area, there's always people foraging and scrounging for resources, and then one group's trying to take over from the next group. And then that's what we see on the planet today. But if we look back in history, I mean, in way, way back, a long time ago, into the legends of, say, you know, Thoth and Enki, and things like that, the tablets of Thoth, Enki, Enlil, that sort of thing, which is like, you know, question mark, because we all, a lot of people will say, oh, that's just a myth and legend, but where did these myths and legends come from? Then we see, well, you know, there was a time when the earth was optimized and people lived for 1,000 years, and you know, everything was, you know, Garden of Eden conditions, and Garden of Eden might just be a metaphor for the whole planet when it was still optimized. But at some point in time, Enki and Enlil have a fight, and then the world gets trashed. So we're living in an environmental, and then because of the environment around us, our physical situation being one of stress, and therefore everyone's fighting with each other. So that's just a little bit of theory, and I haven't actually got the full picture for you guys yet, because I'm still doing research into these things.
Exactly, and I mean, personally, I don't think any of us will ever have the full picture, and any of us will ever see that full picture, because at the moment, it's 7.3 billion individual human stories here. You know, for example, you're talking about people living for a millennia. Personally, I think that's just what 5 minutes in the presence of Donald Trump feels like.
Just add a little bit of comedy there. You and Vincent Eastwood would get along probably quite well.
With the like comedy, because again that's part of like my story. You know, I'm disabled, for example. I've got a disability that can kill me off pretty much any time at once. Now, you know, I do fight a very tough battle with depression, but you know, I can always, you know, people don't want to see a depressed person these days. There's enough depression as soon as they look out that window.
Yeah.
But you know, I stream video games on Twitch. If I can make one person laugh, I've done good in this life. I think, you know, people are too worried. Yeah. I mean, you would love to make a shitload of money, but, you know, people, you know, yeah, money and happiness often do go hand in hand. But for me, sitting back on an Xbox, playing a game and just telling a knock-knock joke or whatever, if I've made someone happy, you know, 5 seconds of my time has cost me nothing. And, you know, like you said, it's effectively hard enough to find a job in today's economy, let alone one you enjoy. And, I mean, Jen here, she loves her job, don't you, love?
Oh boy, yeah, I love my job.
all the people you work with, all your husbands.
That's okay,
that
when I get
dubious.
To work, I'll be paying you the 6 yet.
Sorry, sir, I never did get your name or anything. What's your name?
Oh, okay. Well, my name's Andrew.
Bob.
Just Andrew.
Oh, Andrew, cool. Works, and obviously that's Jen, and I'm Scott, and between her and me, we're insufferable. Oh,
okay.
Come on, if you and me were here, love, and we were like, in the middle of, like, just town centre or whatever, kissing more than, like, by regular standards, people would be buying sick bags.
Well, everybody pretty much does it with everybody, so no difference there.
I know, for the most part, it's kind of like chav fishing. Stick your worm in a dark hole and hope you get a bite.
Just thinking about, like, mass media, I mean, there's so much potential to build things, but so few people are actually interested. I mean, what I find is that the school system, or I should say the indoctrination system, is, like, so effective of making people hate what they think is learning that people end up actually not reaching much potential, it seems. Because, you know, there's all these great ideas and all these things out there, and then there's even more control mechanisms to prevent you from coming up with these, like, you know, great ideas. And it just becomes overwhelming for the average person. So most people don't want to sit and listen to something that's more complicated than the baseball score or whatever it might be that's very simple. You know, like, people want simple answers. Like, for example, like, we think about the complexity of the Middle East crisis. Everyone wants to point a finger and say, oh, it's those people over there. Yes, they're the problem. And it's like, no, that must be the narrative. That must be the answer, because we don't want to think deeper than, like, you know, anything else. We don't want to imagine that there might be.
Exactly. I mean, people will say, oh, yeah, well, it's all the fault in the Middle East, not a lot of all their weapons aren't. Like, you say, well, where did they get those weapons from? Well, the British and the American government. As soon as you say that, you go, oh, yeah, well, you're just a terrorist hugger or something. You're just a terrorist sympathiser. I'm thinking,
I think it could be put to good use. Speaking about trying to build a 24-hour streaming online station, and I know that there's a few of those, but then taking it to satellite and other things that could, you know, get people to tune in. It wouldn't cost as much as it does for a global broadcast license. I mean, I'm pretty sure BBC is a pretty penny for their their satellites and all the rest of it. No, I mean, I think there's a lot of potential, but once again, it's like that same thing that you were talking about earlier. Like, we live in a world of such pressure that the average person, it's like, it's all for the laughs, you know, it's all for the people want to just, that's why people watch X Factor, and that's why people watch, you know, Britain's Got Talent, because people want to just escape from, they want to feel good, you know, they want to escape from the pressure.
Pressure can also become
addictive. So you've got guys like Alex Jones and InfoWars as his brand, you know, coming along and saying, you know, hey, check out all this crazy stuff that's happening in the world. And people get addicted to that as well. But generally people feed off emotions. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, our emotion and our normal connectivity has been replaced online, you know,
well,
media, so to
speak.
Connecting with other human beings, though, I think is like the first step in the right direction on issues that are perhaps more important for your own local community to deal with. That's what I'm interested in building. I'm interested in building a radio network where people focus on their local communities and their local issues and actually get together in groups, and the radio station is just the conduit.
Exactly. I mean, for me, I see my local community as the entire world, really, you know, because one planet out of a universe is small, and we fail to realize how significant we are, but how much we matter. And I mean, like you said, you've got people like Alex Jones. They do not only revolutionize things, but they also kind of create the conflict and the hatred as well. Because I mean, especially with Alex Jones, everything's a conspiracy with him, you know. If he loses a sock in the wash, it's Obama's fault, you know. If his trousers shrink and he can't get him around his fat gut anymore, you know, that's the government's fault. And it's just, people are always looking to blame crap on anyone but themselves. And, you know, we all do it. I don't know whether you've ever played a video game or not, but if you play them online, there's lots of you there, and you die a few times, you'll get people calling everyone else in that game a fucking noob and stuff like that, you know. It's like, oh yeah, you're a noob, it's your fault, you weren't there. Rather than the fact a bullet was coming towards them in the game, they didn't get out of the way.
Yeah.
Love, what the hell are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm looking in my cabinet.
Okay. Last time I said, can I have a look in your cabinet, I got a slap and you never slept from me for a week.
You're funny.
I know. I mean, you know, as far as this whole, I think as well, there is kind of like this part of effectively reality where the online and the offline worlds merge, but they maintain separately as well. I mean, you know, because I've got social anxiety, I don't like heading out as much anymore. I don't do as many live music and comedy gigs. However, in the space of 2 years as a Twitch streamer, I've gained more followers, more sponsorship, and like more attention for it. And, you know, like I said, it all goes back to making people happy. But, you know, similarly, that is a... unfortunately, we have... What the hell are you doing? I believe we have lost the person that had called in. Yeah, Andy, if you are able to hear, feel free to call back, and we'll get you on. But, I mean, it's interesting.
My
what?
My bread got molded, damn it.
If you don't eat it, that will happen, numbnut. No, very much appreciated the call there, Andy. Welcome back anytime. But yeah, it's interesting trying to work out what this stream is about, but we don't even know it ourselves. While we're a segment thing here, love, I acknowledge Katie Hopkins exists.
Oh, no, you had to do that, didn't you?
Say it.
Hey, now
it's
Katie Hopkins.
There we go. You couldn't sound more redneck if you tried that. let's cleanse the redneck for you. You ready?
Good morning, and yes, you've won a fabulous 8-hour day chained to this machine.
Yay.
I'll let that slide. So what the hell are you looking in your cabinet for? You're finding mouldy bread.
Well, I'm just straightening some stuff up, and then I decided I wanted to have like a sandwich, you know.
I'm going through my cabinets. I know bread. I'd say I'd want to live in the world, but it would be a very scary world, wouldn't it?
Mm. It's a scary cabinet.
That's what she said. Mercedes rolling. I believe they were our friend Andy there. So they left from the chat room, but I'd like to, you know, say I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. But you know what? Let's have a quite poignant yet somewhat uplifting song. This is Daffy and Dedication. Wait, dark. This is number one with double six rider. No, wait, Daffy and Dedication. Here you go.
I've seen a lot of things in life that words can't explain. See, we ain't any different, but we tell them. Oh, they understand it's venom, venom. People only use you when you let them, let them. Well, if that's the case, then I'm the one to blame. Cause there's a man overboard, and the tide's gonna drag him down. If there's a man in the clouds, well, tell me where the hell is he now? Why is the silence so loud? How am I throwing it all away? Let me know, tell me. Is that what happens just for having a good intention? Tension, oh, look what happened to my girl. My heartstring was getting played like a symphony. Yo, you know you turned me insane. Yeah. Why are you staring out the window when I'm the one with the pain? Huh? You know you set me off the rails, huh? And you be to blame. If you ever hear, I'll jump in front of a train. We're both fucked in the brain. Cause there's a man overboard, and the tide's gonna drag him down. If there's a man in the clouds, well, tell me where the hell.
Quite like that song. Jen. Oh, will you be turning on your laptop and actually joining us in the chat room today?
I don't know. Depends on whether my laptop's going to be an asshole or not.
Is it running Windows 10 or 8?
I think it's still running 8, but half the time it won't pick my internet.
The answer to either way is yes, it's going to be an arsehole. I still maintain Windows 7 was the last of the decent operating systems.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, is it dark out there? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, it's dark as what? Quarter to two, ain't it? So it's 25 to 2 for you, ain't it?
Something like that, but damn, we're going to get some massive storm, I'm telling you. Holy shit, is that dark. I wonder if we're going to get a tornado this time.
What? Got the hell's hamsters going by.
I wonder if we're going to get a tornado. I'm going to move into this room, open my curtain.
Well, just get my laptop set up. Guys, like Jen, we'll hopefully try to do soon. Head to twitch.tv/MrScottBall. Check out some excellent game streaming there from yours truly. And we are be doing some giveaways today as well. Just listen to the excitement coming from Jen's direction now.
Yay.
Now just listen to the excitement come from Jen's direction when she realised that she's unable to enter for the giveaways.
No.
Look, you know how it works. I buy duplicate games, and if you want them, they're yours anyway. Alright.
I wish I could see past those houses.
You what?
I wish I could see past those houses.
Why?
Really there.
Why do you want to see past some houses?
Well, because I want to see what's coming at us.
Love, if a tornado's coming towards you, you'll know that it's coming towards you because you'll be able to see beyond the houses because they'll be in fucking the yellow brick road, you know?
No, I mean, I'm just looking at the cloud, like, coverage and the way it's moving.
Well, if they're moving towards you very fucking fast, it could be either or. And, I love you, my Jen.
I'm
gonna start.
Yeah, potato sandwich.
Yeah. Did you get a sandwich maker for it, or did you do it the way that the rest of us plebs do it?
I did it the normal way.
Ah, right, right, yeah. Oh, and by the way,
But, yeah, so, like,
Oh, yeah, I'm get one of the peeps in, like, my Twitch followers as well. Says it rules that you're here.
Ah.
But, yeah, guys, check out twitch.tv/JustinHiltz. That's JustinHiltz. Check them out. I'm currently hosting him at the moment. Just started out, but I'm an excellent guy, so I've got a nice personality for streaming, so I'm very entertaining as well, and just keeping it about the games, you know? They've only got a handful of followers at the moment and a handful of viewers, but the stream kicks off. They said they missed someone coming to their chat mid-game. I'm in competitive mode. Yeah, but I'm in more of a competitive mode. Someone says to someone, you're too competitive and too confrontational, and you say, no, I'm not. There's no recourse for that, is there? Because if you don't say anything against it, you're suggesting or insinuating it's true. But if you do say against it, it gives it the appearance that it's true. But yes, I dare say my goddess is now getting her computer.
It's around.
Yeah. And you can...
Right now, I'm opening my door.
Oh, anything out of the door?
Oh, funny.
No, is there any... What can you see from the door, numbnuts?
Oh. Rain.
There we go. So, stay inside where it's nice and warm. Oh, but apparently on this person's stream, there's a character called Nova. Now, the only Nova that I tend to, like, associate with is the one from StarCraft who is very, I mean, I love you, my Jen.
Oh, yeah, you just had to do that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's okay, I got my favorite, too.
You got Roman Reigns, ain't ya? You got your boyfriend Roman Reigns. Or you got, in video games, you got your boyfriend Killick from Soul Calibur.
Gone.
But then again, you know, you've got your boyfriend like Eric Young. He's in WWE now. You love Eric Young. You love Eric Young.
Oh my God.
You know, I'm just teasing you, my sexy Jen. You don't need to be on Skype anyway. When we do the Quiplash, so I can send you the code. Because it's not the point where I can publicly announce the code anymore because we get what we call genius racists come in. Oh, and by the way, you are so beautiful, and that bags it. I mean, it's generally what a quarter of this show consists of now, but I mean, that, if we cut it down, that's what a quarter of the show consists of, but it doesn't matter because it's true. Why is it every fucking person who has twins dresses them the same, like they're the first twat to think of it? I dress them differently so you know which one was apart, you know?
Oh, horizontal rain, dude.
What?
Awesome. Horizontal rain.
Yeah, it can happen anyway. It's when there's a wind.
That doesn't happen all the time.
And strictly speaking, it would be diagonal. If it was horizontal, it would match with the curvature of the Earth. Or are you one of these people that still thinks the Earth is flat?
Oh my God.
Do you think that the Earth is flat?
No.
There we go. You're a little more involved then, and you're very beautiful. Just remember to bring a low cut top when you next come here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a winner. By the way, you said beautiful in a bag fit.
No, I can't in a bag fit.
So what's my goddess going to be up to tomorrow, then?
Work.
Is that it?
Thinking about us.
Of course, there we go. And that's it, yeah? The only way I'm going to work is because Scott's so amazing and we'll be together one day. I love you so much. See, I've got to say it again.
You so much.
Can you imagine we've done the show, it's just like 4 hours, whatever, 8 hours, it's just going, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Wow.
It would either be in some kind of record or it would drive people insane. But guys, we're going to get another song on now while I have a piss, and this is the theme song for Jen's son, and it's Living Colour and Cult of Personality. Well, he is Mr. Personality.
Right down to earth, in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Anyway. I missed you, my Jen.
I missed you, my Scott.
Now, what was you saying about cottage cheese?
Nothing about cottage cheese. I said it was staticky.
Oh. Is it staticky now?
Uh-uh.
There we go. So, yeah, you got your computer connecting?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, right. Just wondering. I can't wait to hear. I'm going to be able to run my hands through your long, soft hair.
Yeah.
Hold you just the way you want. And I know what you're looking forward to the most.
Yeah.
Let's see if I'm right. What do you think that you're looking forward to the most?
Oh, you let me know.
Perhaps a nice meal at your favorite Indian restaurant?
I'm looking forward to everything.
Oh. So basically the 2P machines.
Everything.
The 2P machines and the little tokens you get out of it. you just like not only the fact that it's an Indian restaurant, but you get free coffee refills.
Oh, and by the way, my freezer does ice cream exactly like your mom likes it.
What, warm?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still got form, but it's not...
My mum's bleeding, but, apparently Jen says her freezer does warm ice cream. Apparently Jen's freezer does warm ice cream. Elaborate, my goddess.
In other words, it's not cold enough.
Oh.
So I tried to put some ice cream in there. It kept its form, but it didn't, it's like soft.
And that's the excuse for last night, love. It wasn't too cold, it was just cold. I love you, my Jen.
I love you, my Scott. You go to work for me tonight?
Love, if I went to work for you, it'd be the last night you would have a job. It'd be the last night anyone there had a job. just say to the old dears, remember who's in control of your medication. You can either get medication if you have diabetes, or you can get laxatives. I love you so much.
Yeah, I love you so much too.
So, you gotta tell me how amazing you are without saying as amazing as you make me?
I already said that earlier.
Yeah, we've gotta say it again. Because if you loved me.
I'm like super amazing.
There you go.
And burpee?
Yeah, get your sexy self over here, I'll give you a burping. And then I'll give you something else.
Ah.
Coffee.
Oh, I'm drinking coffee right now.
Yeah, but if you're drinking coffee, that must mean there's not another coffee on its way, which means you would need another coffee, right?
Uh-huh.
Do I know my goddess, or do I know my goddess? Simple things, please, simple measures. Or simple things, please.
And your pizza, and your pizza will be on the way, and your jelly bellies. There you go.
What kind of a pizza delivery place does Jelly Bellies?
No, the Jelly Bellies would come from someplace else, not from a pizza joint. Come on.
I don't know where they come from. I assume they come from the magical Jelly Belly tree. Mind you, have you seen the Jelly Belly headquarters have like, all these artworks made out of Jelly Bellies? Thing is, there's like 50 current flavours and about half again in like retired flavours or gimmicky flavours. Imagine.
My Scott. My house king.
your house is peeing.
Yeah, the drainage spout outside.
Oh. Right.
It's coming out fast enough to be peeing.
Oh, so it's kind of like a trickle stream.
Yeah.
Isn't that somewhat slightly a good thing? Cause if it
well,
was...
I mean, you want it to drain out that way. Yeah, you don't want it in the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
I gotta make sure it's not clogged with leaves or nests or anything. I don't have a ladder.
Yeah, I have to check that as well, but I'm not talking about... Well, I'm talking about drains, just a different load of pipes. But love, when you're over here, you can enjoy an English summer, which generally consists of all seasons at once.
Oh.
You always get this, oh yeah, it's a British summer. Yeah, every summer is a British... Every winter is a British summer as well. We have weather. That's pretty much about it. As this one case, it was raining in our back garden, not in the front. Literally, the point of end was our house. You know, to the back of the back garden, rain. Front of the front garden, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, this is a road where people, for no apparent reason, just run naked down the road, and it wasn't actually me. Have you just seen this guy, like... running across like the road, like diagonally. No one ever did figure out what that was about.
They probably got kicked out or locked out or.
No. This wasn't a desperation run. This was a run for a purpose, but not a desperation purpose. You know.
A dare.
No, it was too quiet to be a dare. Because if you do that stuff for a dare, you got to be running and screaming at the same time. It was literally like a. It was kind of like the dedication of a sprint, but just like a run. So, I don't know, it's hard to say, really. Anyway, we have made it through to the end of another show, guys.
We have the tools!
Holy
we
crap.
Have talent! It's Miller time!
And say thanks to Jen.
You're welcome.
I'm not worthy! Worthy!
And guys, be sure to check out twitch.tv/Mr. Scott Ball. Hopefully, Jen and me are going to be getting some Quiplash on the go in a few. It's also toodles from me as well.
Let's get him out of here before the pigeons decide he's another statue.
There we go. And we're going to play a song by one of Jen's favourite artists. And I mean, Jen is going to enthusiastically sing along to this one. You've got an amazing singing voice, and I bag it.
Thank you.
And you know it's true as well. Even you're here. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the song we are going to get on is Marit Larson, Solid Ground. On that fish. What? What? What's so funny? Come on.
Nothing.
All right. Jen's going to sing along to the song now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to mute my mic so you can hear her amazing voice sing along to it.
Yeah.
Marit Larson and Solid Ground. See you next week, guys. Love, take it away.
Cannot feel
keep your head above it all. Sure, you can fall, but not now. You gotta prove something new, being you.
Marathon, there was solid ground. Take care, everyone.